7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Marathon Turkey Thanksgiving / being thankful, being happy, go lucky.
Yeah.
Broadcast on the air. Jennifer Horn wishes you a happy Thanksgiving. Roberta Fasanelli wishes you a happy Thanksgiving. Rich McFadden wishes you a happy Thanksgiving. Ken Kessler, all the folks that are on my staff here, Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving for the turkeys, the White House. Every year, there's some kind of controversy now that PETA gets in on the act. The pardoning of turkeys, and the PETA folks will say, oh, they shouldn't eat
turkeys. Every turkey should be pardoned.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right,
hey, so I tried tofurkey this week. It's not so bad. Not so bad. If you
want to taste like turkey?
No, it tastes like tofurkey. But it's not bad.
I remember being on the air on Thanksgiving Day in Washington, and the studios were at 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. I was in, which is two blocks down from the White House, and the folks from PETA brought me up a Thanksgiving meal, which I had about 8 o'clock in the morning, and it was tofu turkey, another thing. It was very good, very tasty, but that was my, I think I had not really paid much attention to PETA before that, but they got my attention by bringing me a meal, and I talked to them on the air a little bit here and there about why it wasn't fair to raise those nice turkeys and then to kill them all to be eaten. They thought that was a horrible thing. So that was my first really foray into dealing with PETA. Now, having said that, they're all over this turkey pardoning thing has been going on for a long time. So what's the latest wrinkle on that, Jennifer?
It was even weirder this year, Dougie. It wasn't just about pardoning a turkey. The White House came up with this weird kind of competition. They introduced two turkeys, caramel and popcorn. Mm-hmm. Not caramel popcorn, by the way. Both turkeys, one named caramel, one named popcorn. And they put it up on the White House website, and then they encouraged visitors to get to know the turkeys. They had like a profile about what kind of music they liked. Just for the record, caramel's a Lady Gaga fan, while popcorn prefers Beyonce. They put up their stats, their measurements, and then they let people vote on which one would be the national White House turkey of the year. Hmm. Like a beauty pageant for turkeys.
A beauty pageant for turkeys.
Yeah, now people misunderstood this, because this is weird. This is a weird idea. People misunderstood this, so on social media this week, Twitter and Facebook, people were really upset, thinking that this was like a Hunger Games kind of thing, like if the loser would be put to death. Both of them received pardons, so that's okay. They're both gonna live for now. I'm sure that's not a long-term guarantee. Mm-hmm. But they will live for now. But people thought on Facebook that they were going to, like, pit them against each other. Just to, one would win and live, and one would lose and die. It wasn't explained very
well. Well, that's why the social media went bananas.
I know. Funny that the voting for that worked on the White House website.
I hadn't thought of it that way. All right, Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us with some Thanksgiving advice and health information. But first, there is a flock of feral turkeys causing problems.
Flock of feral turkeys
causing problems for residents of Staten Island. The story also, all of these things, by the way, at DougSteffen.com today. The White House story, the CBS 60 Minutes story, the feral turkey story. So what's that? That's your neck of the woods, Roberta.
Yeah, there's been turkeys hanging around New York City for a while now. I mean, I remember seeing one in lower Manhattan. I was down by Battery Park, and I'm going, is that a turkey? But indeed, there are feral turkeys that are kind of hanging around. And in Staten Island, they've been causing quite a problem, because you'll get groups of like 50 of them, and they make a mess over people's lawns. They eat up people's gardens. They just totally mess up traffic, because they'll, you know, just willy-nilly walk into the middle of the street and go, yeah, yes, hello, here I am now. Nobody wants to hit them. So they actually have they've rounded up.
I find that hard to believe.
Right? They've rounded up a whole bunch of them, and they actually kind of kill them off, but they don't know if they're good to eat or not, because they feel, you know, the turkeys are eating pesticides and stuff, and
they're tough.
New York turkeys.
We don't know if they're
good to eat or not, but they are definitely rounding them up and getting rid of a whole bunch of them. But the interesting is that by the 1950s, the turkeys were basically almost, you know, wiped out, and now there's millions and millions and millions of them. So that's why they feel that they can.
Millions of them?
Millions of turkeys.
On Staten Island?
No, no, all throughout the U.S.
Oh, there are, yeah. We have hundreds of them here on the farm.
Yeah, they're just all over the place. They were wiped out. They were just by the 1950s, they were almost totally wiped out.
Yeah. What was I wonder why they, what the resurgence is. Why are they enjoyed, if that's the right word, the resurgence.
But what's really interesting, that they've done some genetic testing on these turkeys, and they're finding they're not completely feral turkeys. There's some, like, domesticated turkey mixed in there. So they're really kind of reluctant to round them up and then re-release them into the wild because they're not sure, you know, how genetically that'll affect all the other turkeys, so... You know, you might have turkeys knocking at your back door asking for handouts.
Lovely. All right.
So that's you. You wouldn't think of it, but yes, if you go into Battery Park, you'll see turkeys down there. It's amazing.
13 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us for a Thanksgiving visit in a moment here on Good Day.
The following conversation will be heard in many homes this week. Honey, want to go to Kohl's starting at 8 p.m. Thursday for exclusive in-store only specials like a 32-inch TV for $139.99, diamond earrings for $89.99, or Xbox 360 for $139.99 while supplies last? Okay, why did I eat so much pie? Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Quantities limited. Limit one per customer. Some discounts may not apply. No rain checks.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Doors open at 6 a.m.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance superbuys on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15, $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, don't miss Barnes & Noble's biggest Black Friday sale ever. This Friday, get the best prices on our best-selling Nook e-readers and tablets. Take home Nook Simple Touch for just $39. And get the brilliant Nook HD tablet for as little as $79. You save $50. Hurry in this Friday to your local Barnes & Noble for the best gifts for everyone on your list, while supplies last.
Quarter after the hour at Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to visit with us. He is one of only 24 NUCA board-certified doctors here in America. He has cut a swath for himself in Salt Lake City and around the country as being an expert in lots of different things when it comes to food, nutrition, special items that keep your spine. That's what NUCA Chiropractic is all about, your neck and your spine. So he also has a website, jackstockwell.com, and a special monthly newsletter called the Forbidden Doctor Newsletter. And in that, he presents lots of, I suppose, controversial, non-conventional points of view. So I wonder, from that point of view, not to overuse the phrase, what is it that you advise people when it comes to Thanksgiving and overeating? You're always talking about the gut. If you have a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy body. So if all of the things, Thanksgiving by design is an attack on your system, an attack on your stomach.
You know, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Now, you know, any time of holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, July 4th, cookouts, all this stuff, we're going to be throwing into the body a crazy mixture of fats and carbohydrates and proteins. And so the most and I'm not going to tell anybody to not eat pumpkin pie and sweet potatoes with marshmallows and all the other stuff that people eat. The thing is to help and aid and assist the body in being able to digest this stuff. So the big thing that I talk about with my patients during this time of the year, right on through the first of the year, is digestive enzymes. And you know, I've always pushed Zypan. You know, it's made by Standard Process. It's a mixture of digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. That if you can take three or four of these after your Thanksgiving meal, you're not going to feel bloated. You're not going to feel tired. You may still want that tryptophan nap that the turkey's going to give you, or getting past that sugar ham. The idea at this time of the year is to assist the body in being able to digest everything you're going to be throwing at it. And so, and then Zypan, you know, it's one of the earliest things Dr. Lee ever came out with. Back in the late 20s, early 30s.
Dr. Lee was the founder of Standard Process.
Right. And he came out with Zypan, and he pushed it as a digestive enzyme to assist and aid in the body's ability to digest the foods that we throw at it. And the FDA came down on him and said, you can't say that. You cannot say that these digestive enzymes are designed to aid and assist the body's digestive processes. At the same time, they allowed Camel cigarettes to come out and push Camel cigarettes as a digestive aid, even with doctors pushing and promoting Camel cigarettes to aid in digestion. So, you know, we don't want to get off on an FDA political story.
No, what I want to do is have you help people understand what they need to do to protect your back to the gut, and why it's so important, the function of the gut, and what it is that you can do about overeating, over drinking, too much alcohol, things that are naturally occurring.
We have patients who, you know, are going to be making their eggnog Alexander, whatever, I forget what it's called, an eggnog with a good heavy dose of brandy in it. I have patients who tell me that even, you know, if they're going to a party and they know they're going to be drinking a little more alcohol than normal, if they just take the digestive aids, if they take Zypan, they find out they're able to handle the alcohol better. But on Thanksgiving Day, you know, some people will be drinking wine, a little champagne, perhaps some spiked eggnog with their meals or after their meals. Again, it's the same thing. We're throwing into the stomach something that is designed to have fats and proteins and carbohydrates come separately. We're going to throw them all in there at the same time, all together in one big mishmash inside the stomach, hoping the body's going to be able to process this. It can only do so with outside help in the form of some digestive enzymes, digestive aids. And that's why I always talk about Zypan. It's got hydrochloric acid and a whole bunch of other things added to it to help and assist the pepsin, the proteolytic enzymes coming out of the pancreas, help to assist the flow of bile, several other things to process the foods that come through. And it's probably one of the best sellers that we have inside of our own clinic. That and a couple other supportive things to the endocrine system.
Well, I've taken Zypan. I'm not making a commercial out of this either, but I find that if there are other products around that have the same ingredients, what do you recommend to people just in general? What is the main ingredient there? They may be able
For something that has hydrochloric acid, lipase, amylase. The lipase will break down the fats. The amylase will break down the carbohydrates. The hydrochloric acid will break down the proteins. Those are the things you want to concentrate on.
All right. Good suggestions on how to...
This will avoid heartburn. This will stop your heartburn after a Thanksgiving meal.
All right, so there you go. I like that idea, and a lot of people elsewhere will be wanting that as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day. Check out jackstockwell.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Some of our videos of the day this week have been entertaining and helpful. So I thought we'd go back to one, the video that was earlier in the week featuring the Sir Douglas Quintet. And the reason that, and we have the music in there, the audio obviously isn't as good as the video, but the video of the day, it sort of underscores a place where I was back in the 60s. And I had a friend, for whatever the reason, this guy's name, George, he was a friend of mine in Los Angeles. When I called him the other day, I referred to him as Sir George. And for some reason, into my mind, came the Sir Douglas Quintet. So the video that we have up, posted at DougStephan.com, and the audio goes with it. Richie, have you found it? Mendocino? They had any number. Kenny, how many big hits? There's like 2 or 3 year thing for them where they had number of I think 3 or 4 good albums. And I'm trying to remember some of the songs. They all kind of sounded like this. Do you remember any more about them specifically?
Didn't they do She's About a Mover?
Yep, she did About a Mover.
That's,
yes,
that's the only one that I really remember.
Really, this one was big as well. Richie, crank this up here a little bit. The reason that I wanted you to crank it up is because the electric organ was big at this time. Every song that was a hit had this, that what you're hearing. Is that is the electric organ, right?
No, yes, it is.
Yeah.
The electric organ was big just before the synthesizer came into existence.
Right, yeah.
That took over for a few years.
Mendocino is on there. Jennifer, how far up the coast is Mendocino?
It's almost towards San Francisco.
Yeah. They had come here.
You hit that just before.
English group, and they were taken by California, as most people are, until they lived there. It's beautiful to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. All right, so that was one element from the video of the day box this week. Another one that's appropriate for this Thanksgiving week, William Shatner coming up with safety tips for people planning to deep fry their turkey. So the video is better, but the audio is good.
I love fried turkey, so join my Friars Club. But turkey and oil are a dangerous combination. So watch this video. I want your comments on it. I want to know how you plan to keep yourself, your family, and me safe from turkey fryer fires. Loved this piece of metal. But our relationship ended suddenly. It started as a hunger. I want a moister, tastier turkey. I want a deep-fried turkey.
Back then, everyone was doing it. Turkey fryers flew off the shelves left and right. When I laid my hands on that fryer, I didn't want to let go. Steam, pushing the hot oil over the top and igniting on the open flame. Don't do that. I learned a great deal, but I was young and arrogant.
It's like 3 feet from his house.
Yeah.
Blinded by my hunger, I ignored safety. Spat in the face of science. Turn off the flame. Damn it, Bill, that's too much oil. Where's the...
You can kind of see him. I mean, even though the visual is probably better, you check out the video of the day at DougStevin.com, but it's typical, the way his voice is and the inflection and stuff. You can just kind of imagine yourself there. Huh? All the, yeah, the drama. Very cool.
Yeah, he's funny.
It is funny stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Don't you feel great when you have a good time with friends? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Socialization is critical to the human being. We need to stay interacting with other people. We need to stay integrated with our community.
When we hang out and stay productive and engaged, our brains light up.
Loneliness and social isolation are bad for the brain because it doesn't provide us novel and complex stimulation.
And this can increase the risk of dementia. Dr. Paul Nussbaum is president of the Brain Health Center. He says maintaining an active network of new and old friends is important.
I'm a big one in talking about forgiveness within the family, because where there's blood, sometimes there's boiling. And, you know, getting back together with family members, maybe where there's a little bit of strain, because we want to build those loving networks that are very, very important.
Tomorrow, how exercise can improve brain health. For more advice, read Dr. Nussbaum's blog on AARP.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with the coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97%...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Stick around. Another half hour of the Good Day program. We're celebrating Thanksgiving 2013. The other night, Jay Leno described the first Thanksgiving as a meal of thanks between the undocumented pilgrims and the native Indian tribes. Unfortunately, the undocumented pilgrims refused to leave. Therefore, we have what we have here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're thankful that his health is improving, and that's a good thing. Ken Kessler, I'm thankful for you and all the work that you do. Jennifer Horn, thankful for your beautiful attitude. And Roberta, I'm just thankful for you. What else?
She's a treat.
I see as a trick or a treat. Richie was following a story. This is pretty incredible, actually. This lady named Marion Stokes, who did something that I'm guessing not many other people, if any other. The story is at DougStefan.com, Richie, if you want to underscore it.
Well, I thought it was so interesting. Apparently she passed away, and her kids were trying to figure out what to do with all of the leftover stuff from her hobby. Her hobby was she was a news junkie, and she would watch and tape every single cable news channel all day. Every day. So when she passed away, they found that she had 140,000 VHS tapes in her house with 35 years of TV news on them. They said that she would tape, have two TVs in the same room at the same time and could pay attention to both programs at the same time. They said that when she walked down the hall, there would be other TVs in other rooms, and all of them had VCRs rolling on them at the same time. What doesn't get answered in this article is how she watched back the tapes, because she was constantly watching the new VCRs.
She probably didn't watch them
back.
She
probably didn't.
She probably didn't. So, apparently MSNBC, Fox, CNN, CNBC, and C-SPAN were being recorded around the clock. The cool thing is that they're going to take all these tapes and they're going to ship them to a college in California and have them all digitized.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Okay, so I have to tell you guys, I'm laughing at this story with the little tear in my eye. Seriously, this makes me cry a little because my grandfather, Bunky, my dad's dad, used to tape, and he wasn't as insane as this lady, but he would tape every Charlie Rose and every Larry King that was ever on. And that was one of the things we had to figure out how to get rid of when he died, because he had, I mean, boxes and boxes every night of every Charlie Rose and every Larry King. And eventually we just ended up tossing them. But this lady makes me sad. She made me think of my bunkie.
Roger McDonald, who
runs... never rewatched him ever, by the way.
Who's the librarian at the Internet Archive, which is where all of these will be digitized. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to building a free Internet library of information. He calls her a hero. For somebody to be able to archive history like that and leave it behind.
And she probably cataloged it. I mean, my grandfather cataloged his, like every topic and every, you know, probably a great resource for somebody.
I'm looking at a picture of some of the boxes, and they look like they're in accounting boxes, and, you know, it looks like they have something written on the end. So I would imagine there's someone, cataloged. Wow.
Very
interesting.
Just what people do with their lives, what people think is important. Mm-hmm. It just shows the variety of people who are very.
Well, let me ask you this:
into certain things, some people think this is important. Some people, what are you doing this for? They're asking us what.
Right. Do you think that that her neighbors were like, "That's the weird lady who never comes out of her house and just watches the news all day"?
Yep, could be.
But does it matter at the end of the day? No.
At the end of the day, it's a cool gift she left behind.
Speaking of gifts, we have this Mom Knows Best tip giveaway. Thanks to our friends at Exogen, we are inviting you to post on Facebook and Twitter what you know best about health. In other words, things that have worked for you. We did this last year and had great success with it. So what we're going to do again this year is have you go online to, you don't go online, you don't have to go to DougStephan.com, just go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter and post some of the tips that you have used. Maybe you were your grandmother passed them down to your mother, and your mother passed them on to you. Fathers don't get enough credit here. Maybe there's something from your father, something that you learned at work, whatever it is. So every week we're going to give away blankets and thermometers from Exogen for the best tip. Ken's going to go through some of the tips that are already posted there. Plus, we have a conversation about how to deal with a potentially awkward situation at holiday dinner. That's coming up here on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, do you have holiday lights? I'm going big and bright this year.
Of course. In fact, stop by this weekend. We have a great deal. Get 300-count lights for less than 3 cents a twinkle.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger house.
No, just more Staples.
You have Staples?
Yes.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by at participating stores Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st for the After Thanksgiving event. Get 300-count mini or icicle lights for just $7.99 while supplies last.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Eating well and maintaining a healthy lifestyle during the holiday season can at times be difficult. This is especially true if you're traveling or having a tough time keeping your daily routine. As a result, some people end up experiencing digestive problems, such as occasional constipation. Here are some steps you can take to help stay regular. First, drink sufficient fluids. Staying hydrated with water or unsweetened juices can help you to maintain regularity. Second, try to eat as close to your normal meal times as possible, and you can include a moderate exercise plan into your activities each day. Be sure to check with your doctor before starting any exercise regimen. If these tips don't help and you still become constipated, try Senecot tablets. Senecot contains a natural vegetable laxative ingredient and provides gentle overnight relief from occasional constipation. Use only as directed. For more information and special offers, go to www.senecot.com. That's www.senecot.com.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood prefinished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
This Black Friday, nobody's busting out the doorbusters like Sears. Starting 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday, you can save 40% or more on appliance supervise on great brands like Kenmore. Plus, use your Sears card and get 10% in points to spend on anything in the store. Sears doorbusters start 8 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday through 1 p.m. Friday. Don't miss Black Friday at Sears.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 13114. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com or Rich at DougStefan.com or Roberta at DougStefan.com.
I see a pattern here, sir.
There is. Somebody sent me an idea for having fun with children. Here's an idea for those of you who are looking for a constructive way for your children to engage themselves for Thanksgiving. How about this for an idea?
Okay.
The children are watching the Macy's Day Parade. You give them a stack of paper, legal-sized paper, plain paper. Give them the list of people who are coming for Thanksgiving dinner and a set of colored markers. And what they do is they make placemats for the dinner table. As a result of looking at the floats, coming up with ideas, the name, put the name of the float, and then you put them on the table as place markings. And this is good because children love to. Isn't that a good idea?
I will have my kids do this.
All right, so there you go. All right. Now, speaking of tips, Ken Kessler is monitoring on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show the Exogen Mom Knows Best tips. We have a number of them, and you can certainly add to the list. What happens here is that we are going to give away. Is this every day, every week? Richie, what are we doing for?
Every day for a few weeks.
Every day we're going to give away.
Actually, for the rest of the year.
Okay. Exogen blankets and their Exogen thermometers. So what happens here is we ask you to come up with tips to help keep your family happy and healthy. So if you've got a good one that you've used and you're sure that it works, especially if there's some kind of cold or flu that you've worked through and you want to help other people maybe keep from getting the flu or how to deal with it, best tips are going to be eligible for the blankets and the thermometers from Exogen. So, Kenny, what examples do you have? Maybe you can pick a winner because between you and Richie, we ought to come up with something that's cool, and we'll give them something that's cool.
Okay. Jay says, try to get outdoors as much as possible. Exercise will help your body stay strong.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. What else?
Char says, remember that weather doesn't make you sick. Germs do.
Correct.
Diligent hand washing. No unnecessary touching of public objects and a healthy diet.
So then you should keep, well, in mind, I was going to make a Conrad Murray joke. I guess they best not keep going.
Marie says, eat healthy and don't overdo the hand sanitizer.
I think that is more correct.
That's true, yeah.
People overdo it.
And Wendy has a ton of advice. She says, sleep, exercise, balanced diet, vitamins, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you sneeze, and stay home when you're sick. And don't forget your daily dose of Doug Stefan and the Good Day Crew.
All right. That takes care of that. Oh, wait a minute. No, it doesn't. Not quite. All right. That's enough. So, what else do we have, Kenny? Is that not enough? You want to lay a few more on us?
We've got more. Juliana says, three simple things daily, an apple each morning, drink lots of water all day, cod liver oil at night.
Very good. That's great. Yep. Norwegian, by the way, Norwegian cod liver oil is better for whatever the reason than regular cod liver oil, if that helps, it makes a difference.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
I haven't the slightest idea. The fish are colder or the oil is better.
It just sounded right.
No, I just don't. I researched it a number of years ago, and I know because cod liver oil is something that I have as a staple, and I give it to Charlotte as well, but I don't remember why I chose Norwegian, but I know that it came from some information.
The Irish was all sold out.
That I, yeah.
The Russian tasted too much like vodka.
That must have been what it was, Richie. Yes, exactly. All right, Kenny, you got any more? You two guys listening to this so we can pick a winner?
Yeah, we got to save some winners for, next week. So don't use them all up. I mean,
no, I'm just going to pick one out of this group and give them the prize. You said we're supposed to do it every day. So I'm happy to have you guys pick one of the winners. And we'll send them the Exogen blankets and thermometers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Exogen has you.
I've already got my winner.
Have you?
As soon as I heard it, I liked it.
Was what?
The one who said start. Yes. The one who said start the day with eating an apple.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the one who said listen to Good Day?
It may have been the same one.
We can be bought. That's the lesson here.
Yeah. We can be had. Yeah. All right, so Richie likes the apple one. Anybody else got any opinions? Or we give it to the person who came up.
I like the apple and lots of
I like the apple too.
Apple cider
and
apple
juice,
lots
too
of
much,
apples.
Yeah, and don't use too much hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Okay.
That one's still in the running. Maybe that one can win tomorrow.
Yep. All right. So we have one winner today, another one tomorrow. Exogen blankets and thermometers. The Exogen folks have you covered. So what we want you to do, the Mom Knows Best tips, you're invited to post your best health tip for the cold and flu season, for the winter season, at Doug Steffen. No, you didn't send them to Doug Steffen. At facebook.com/Good Day Show. That's the best place to go. If they send them to us on the website, I'm only going to get them. This is universal if they go to the Facebook page, Kenny, right? Makes more sense to do it that way.
Right.
All right. So that's that. And I think we have everybody covered in that department. I promised something else here, but I honestly... Oh, I know what it was. I want you to think about this for a second. Maybe we spend a minute on it now. How do you deal with awkward situations at the holiday dinner table? Earlier on, I was giving people advice about what not to do, who to toast, and what not to do at Thanksgiving so that you get away from some of the naggy, noodly stuff that happens at Thanksgiving dinner when people are together and they have too much to drink. That isn't the solution, Richie. You want to stay away from drink because oftentimes the drinking gets people into a place where they start talking and then they're embarrassed or they...
That's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Yeah, that must be it.
Now you tell me.
All right, if you had... Roberta, what was the most remarkably memorable, uncomfortable moment at a holiday dinner, Thanksgiving dinner? For you.
I don't think we've ever had one in our family.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah, no, honestly.
I've got a great one.
What?
No, honestly.
My cousin had passed away. My cousin's husband had passed away. My dad set a place for him at the table by mistake.
Put a nameplate and everything.
No, just an extra chair. And then it was like, oh.
That's awesome.
Wasn't that long ago?
Just knowing it was your dad.
Hey, congratulations.
We didn't mean to.
No.
But you could turn that one around, in memoriam.
We just miscounted.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, I would have just said I wanted to have a place for her there, even though she's not here, we miss her.
Yeah, we did that for my dad the first year he wasn't there for Christmas dinner. Here's an empty chair.
Yeah.
Sit down, Dad.
Makes sense.
Chow down.
Okay, let's see. Richie, embarrassments for you at Thanksgiving?
Me. I've always got a couple of beers in me. There's always going to be something I say that comes back. Right.
Shut your mouth.
I talk too much and I drink too much and it's all fun and then...
Congratulations. Great example for your children. All right, Kenny, what about you?
Why not?
I remember a Thanksgiving when I had just gotten engaged to my ex. And my my mom was very nervous about making sure everything was right. And she said a series of really stupid things. The worst was when my ex was talking and telling, talking about her family. And she had a younger sibling who was a lot younger. She had a sibling a year younger and a year older and then one that was like 15 years younger, and my mom said, "Oh, a happy mistake."
Love it.
There you go.
Turkey, got a gobble, got a gobble, got a gobble, got a gobble turkey on the holidays. The ham gets gets jealous and go ahead and gobble. You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year they have a
Happy Thanksgiving from the Doug Steffen Good Day crew to you and your family. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
On holidays, I'd be the man. Turkey, gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble. Turkey said, hand, you've had your chance. Turkey said, yeah, I love my dressing. You should have asked cranberry sauce to dance. Turkey, gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble. Gotta gobble, turkey.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The turkey dinner is now behind us. Time to work off those calories with some shopping. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The one question you may answer many times today, how was your Thanksgiving? And it's possible you may be answering that question as you venture out to the stores. Today, after all, is Black Friday. This is the sound of a packed local mall. About 70% of people who said they will shop during Thanksgiving weekend said they will shop today. Doorbuster specials and plenty of them as early as midnight this morning. Last year, Americans spent an average of about $420 on Black Friday, but more than a few shoppers got a head start by browsing and buying yesterday. Some Kmarts opened their doors at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Macy's opened up for the first time ever on Thanksgiving. Many other major retailers were open last night. Walmart, JCPenney, Kohl's, Best Buy, and Target among them. Kathy Granis of the National Retail Federation says it's a growing trend.
Retailers know that shopping on Thanksgiving is becoming a new tradition, and retailers are listening to their customers and really just responding to demand.
As for the discounts and deals being offered today, Kyle Harrington of Harrington Capital Management says you may find some items cheaper next Monday on what is known as Cyber Monday than they are today.
Clothing and shoes offer a better deal on Cyber Monday. So keep that in mind as you go out and you shop. You have to budget. You don't want to spend all of your money on Black Friday and then have nothing left for the rest of the holiday season.
Very good advice. The one thing we do know is that if you decide to head out to the stores today, you'll have plenty of company. Although what Yogi Berra once said about a popular restaurant is something we may find ourselves saying today. And nobody shops on Black Friday. It's too crowded. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles in the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver. Multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes. And packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Robitussin Cofaquins number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m. I've got to get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
After a day off for Thanksgiving, Wall Street back open for business and trading today, although the markets will close early as part of the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The Dow starts out at a record high of 16,097 after climbing 24 points this past Wednesday. S&P was up 4 on Wednesday, NASDAQ with a 27-point gain. This is the sound of a hurricane. And this will go down in history as one of the slowest hurricane seasons in decades. The National Weather Service says the Atlantic hurricane season, which ends tomorrow, had the fewest number of hurricanes since 1982. 13 storms formed in the Atlantic overall this year. Only two, Ingrid and Umberto, became hurricanes. That's well below the average of 6. For all those who are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy last year, no one is complaining about the slow season this year. Closing notes. Let's head back to Thanksgiving Day for some leftovers. President Obama, the first family, and some guests enjoyed their Thanksgiving meal at the White House yesterday. You had turkey and ham on the menu along with all the fixings. You also had pie. Lots of pie. 9 different types of pie. Apple, pumpkin, pecan, peach, sweet potato, huckleberry, chocolate cream, coconut cream, and banana cream. Apparently, the president was trying to keep a promise he made to his guests that if you like a certain kind of pie, you can keep that pie. And from the White House, we go north to the Big Apple. The 87th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. It was cold, it was windy, but that didn't stop an estimated 3.5 million people from attending the parade yesterday.
I love to see all the floats, I love the fans, all of it, the whole thing. I have to tell you.
Oh, yeah, Snoopy, one of the 16 giant helium-inflated character balloons. Can we have another vote for Snoopy?
I like the Snoopy guy.
All in all, it was quite a parade. The holiday season is now officially underway. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on 0 medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.